Today on Older and Wiser, Susan Sikora is off this week. Sitting in is our good friend, Lauren Leibowitz. What do you got today, Lauren?
A new survey reveals what stresses us out most about dining out, and it's not what you'd expect.
Also, we'll tell you what some people would do for a good night's sleep, plus how far some would go just to get free pumpkin spice coffee for life.
You're listening to Older and Wiser.
Hey, folks, I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles. Sitting in today for Susan Sikora is my good friend, Lauren Leibowitz.
Hi, Bob. Nice to be here.
Now, Susan is packing her crap today.
Let's honor that crap, shall
we? Let's honor that crap. She has lived in the place where she's living for a long time, I think. So I'm sure she is up to her eyeballs in boxes. I think it's also possible she doesn't even have an internet connection right now, which is how she does the show with us. So I'm glad you could fill in for us.
Happy to warm a chair.
So let's get started. Our first survey comes to us today from the New York Post. Hard to believe. According to this, people get stressed out when they go out to dinner. To me, it's kind of a relaxing thing to do, but you would think people would get most stressed out maybe by making a dinner reservation or deciding where to go. What does stress you out with going out to dinner?
Finding a place that's not too noisy. That's what I've...
Oh, interesting.
I find the ambient noise is very loud.
Restaurants today can be very, very noisy. Sometimes you can barely hear what people are saying. If you've got a little bit of a hearing deficiency to start with, which I kind of do, I can feel left out at times.
Yeah, but I know the feeling. It's true.
So the trick to this is to monopolize the conversation yourself.
That's true.
I don't care about what they're talking about. You just talk.
That's right. It's all about me.
According to this survey, this is kind of weird. According to this survey of 2,000 Americans, which was conducted by one poll, 65% of them said the one thing that really stresses them out more than anything else is what to wear to the restaurant.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but
is it funny?
Don't you think that's funny?
It does seem of all the things to be concerned about. I mean, you're going there to spend a fortune, probably. Why do you care what you're wearing so much that it stresses you out? According to the survey, some people will actually not go out because they feel too pressured to look attractive and stylish. They just won't go.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's very, well, you know, living in Los Angeles, don't you find it's a little different as far as people want to go to the hottest spots?
Yeah.
Even right before they open, so they can say, I've been there first.
Yes, they do.
That's a stressful thing.
Because you can't always get a reservation to the hot spot.
Right.
So you're competing with all these other people for the tables. That's stressful.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, well, we can get you in at 9:45, maybe. And then you have to say to the other people in your party, is that good enough? And does it make me look bad that I couldn't get a good table at an earlier hour? I don't, you know, it's a lot of stress.
That, you know, here, I just thought of, this is what really stresses me out. You and I, we're going out, the foursome, we're going out for dinner. At the last minute, we want to go to a very well-known restaurant in town at a normal dining hour, 7:38.
Yeah.
And the host will say just what you said. I'm sorry, we only have 9:45. So you have to plan your dinner engagements a week or so before to get the time that you want.
That's right.
That's frustrating to me. I just want to come in and enjoy a meal. I can't. This is what we have, 4:30 or 10 o'clock.
Well, listen, there is a solution to this.
Oh, good.
Only go to the Sizzler.
Perfect.
Because they always have a table. According to this survey, people feel pressured to look stylish. I don't get this. I feel no pressure to look stylish. Do you think people in LA feel pressured to look stylish?
I don't think so. There is no style. Because I just feel that there's a very casual dress code of a shirt, jeans, you know, torn jeans and sneakers. It seems to be what most people wear. The women would get more dressed up than men would, I feel.
I think women seem to care more about it than men. I've been out to dinner with people who will just show up in shorts and flip-flops. According to this, 37% worry about spilling on their outfits. That just seems insane to me.
These people worry a lot. I'm concerned about these people who had the survey.
So much so that they will avoid an Italian restaurant because they might spill spaghetti sauce or a wine bar because they might spill red wine, or a coffee shop because they might spill coffee. 47%.
That wouldn't stop you and I.
No, I don't care.
The more spots, the better.
I have some serious questions about the veracity of this one. Let's move on to our next survey. Here's the headline. Americans would pay for a good night's sleep. This one comes to us from one poll. 43% of Americans say, get this. 43% of Americans say they would take a 10% pay cut for just one night of good sleep. I guess if you're having trouble sleeping, this is a real problem.
That is a problem. Do you know there's a Four Seasons in Westlake that has their rooms are conducive to a good night's sleep, meaning they have the blackout curtains, you have a selection of a type of pillow you would like, the temperature is controlled, you're supposed to be sleeping in a cool temperature, so their rooms are conducive for you to get a good night's sleep.
The whole hotel, or do they
yes,
have certain...
Yes, it's a wellness center. They have a wellness center of over 40,000 square feet of a spa wellness center. They're known for that.
And longevity. How much are the rooms at the Four Seasons? About $745 a
night? They're not that expensive in Westlake, but I'm saying there's things you can do.
You would be 10% of your salary. That's about right.
That's about right, I guess, but there's things you can do at home.
I see. What would you do if you were really having trouble sleeping?
Temperature.
Cool.
To make it cool. It's supposed to be cool. I think it's a specific number.
So cool and lots of blankets.
Cool and dark.
Cool and dark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's
and a good pillow. And I think you have to go to bed at a regular time every night.
Yeah.
It has to be a pattern.
Do you feel like it can be too quiet?
No.
Oh, you like it good and quiet.
Oh, I don't mind. The noise doesn't bother me.
We have a noisemaker.
Like white noise.
Yeah, there you go.
You need white noise.
White noise. No, it's a button you push and it makes it sound like just, you know. I think it blocks out other noises that are kind of annoying, things that might wake you up. According to this, the average person gets a full night's sleep only once every 5 days. That doesn't seem...
What do they consider full night's sleep?
Well, I would think a good 8 hours.
8 hours?
Uninterrupted.
Mm.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't get 8 hours. That's not that wouldn't be my full night's sleep. I'm a
seven
or six girl.
Oh, you're like the survey people. According to the survey, Americans get a little over 5 hours of sleep a night.
Yep, I'm your average girl.
And you're okay.
That's all I need.
You can run all day on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to get up to go to the bathroom? Because I always have to get up at least once to go to the bathroom.
Nobody's listening, are they? Yes, of course I do. Several times.
Well, see, now that's it. Especially with older people. When I was younger, I never had to do that. But now I have to all the time.
Well, I drink a lot of water, too, and before I go to bed. So that's probably...
See, that's a mistake. I've only recently got into the idea of no water before I go to bed. Trying to go do, you know, like the Sahara. You know, if I can make it with... If I can go to bed thirsty...
deprived and thirsty.
That's my goal.
But it's true. I think that's a good point.
So do you think it's an extreme to say that you would pay, that you would give back 10% of your salary if you could just have one night's good sleep? It's extreme, don't you think?
I wouldn't sacrifice my salary. I would try to
figure out another way.
All
right, moving on to our next survey. Here we go. This is the headline. A new survey reveals disgusting findings about Americans and their pool habits. According to this is a survey by the 2019 Healthy Pools Company. What they found out was that 51% of people admit to using a swimming pool as a communal bathtub, especially after working in the yard or exercise.
It's been hot here recently, so it is refreshing to go into the pool
but
for a dip.
Would you go into your pool in lieu of a shower that day?
No.
I think a lot of people feel that if they went swimming, they come out and they smell chlorine fresh, therefore they have basically taken a bath, making their pool a communal bathtub.
Okay. that's interesting. I wouldn't think about that because that chlorine...
I mean, don't you feel clean when you come out of the pool?
Fresh. I feel chloriney.
Chloriney.
So I mean, I exercise in the pool. I'm a swimmer, so I enjoy a good swim.
Yeah.
So after that, I feel relaxed, and it's also meditative for me to swim. So then I would go
take a shower after that.
Exactly.
Here's one. 40% of Americans surveyed readily admit that they pee in a pool, or they have peed in a pool.
I believe that's true.
Have you ever peed in a pool?
No.
I have, but not as an adult. It is very bad for the pool to pee in a pool, however. It will screw up the pool chemistry. Yeah, your pool might turn green.
Pee in the pool. But I would think the chlorine would.
Here's a good part of this survey, and it's really fascinating.
Okay.
48% of those surveyed said they never showered before swimming. I mean, there's signs all over public pools saying, please shower before getting into the pool. What do you do?
Not necessarily.
No.
If it's convenient, I would. If it's not, not really.
It's always too cold. The shower water is always too cold. If you're at a resort, you're not going to get up off your chaise lounge, schlep over to the shower, shower up, and then get in the water. Everybody else is just sliding into the pool. Why would I go shower?
Correct. I would not do that.
No. And yet, you're probably sweating if you're lying there in the sun. And then you get in the pool, and all that sweat comes off into the pool.
Well, you're going to have some suntan lotion on or something, especially if you're at a
that's
resort.
That's another thing that's going to screw
up. Right, and that screws up the chemistry of the pool.
We really should, by rights, rinse off before we go in the pool, but half of us just don't.
Well, here, this is why you shower after you swim.
Oh, because you've got
clean up all
pee all over
pee
you.
All over you. You've got suntan lotion. That would be a good incentive.
Because it's just gross. Yeah,
it is gross.
Okay, our final survey today. You might have read about this in the news. This is a weird thing. First of all, we're talking about pumpkin spice. You know, that flavor of coffee that comes to Starbucks every year, usually in October. I think this year they started in August or something. It is super, super popular. Do you like it?
I know, it is addicting. It's good.
Do you like it?
It's a little sweet.
Ah.
It can be for me. I mean, once in a while, but we're talking about this survey often, right? People die for it.
Yeah, people die for it. People can't wait. People would have it year-round, I think, if they could. I almost think that the reason it's so popular is because you can't have it year-round. Like, if you could have Christmas year round, you'd be bored with it.
But that's why, that's where seasons come into play. Where we don't have as many seasons. It's mm-hmm. beautiful all the time.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
In California.
But we don't have the fall, the coolness, the leaves, that having something warm and cozy and cinnamony and spicy.
Oh, I get you.
Which really gets you going. And then that kind of gets you going for the holidays to come.
Do you think it's the flavor of pumpkin pie that makes people think of like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think it's a warm.
Right,
it's
around
warm.
The corner.
Yeah, it's love in a cup.
Here's what's weird about it. The survey of 2,000 Americans found that of those who enjoy pumpkin spice treats, 41% said they would give up carbs to get pumpkin spice for life.
Carbs?
What? Give up all carbs to get pumpkin spice?
Really?
No.
No.
41% said they would give up alcohol. 28% said they would sacrifice chocolate if they could be promised pumpkin spice coffee for life.
You'd have to give up chocolate for life?
No, they'd never have chocolate again if they could have pumpkin spice.
Wow, that's...
I'd say a no to
no,
that.
No, I'd say no. I'd say no to all of the above.
The big statistic here would have to be that 35% said they would name their first child pumpkin spice if a coffee company were to give them a card that would say free pumpkin spice coffee for life. So if Starbucks would give you a gift card that would give you free pumpkin spice anything for the rest of your life, you would be willing to name your firstborn child pumpkin spice. Yes or no?
That is a no. Can you can you imagine what that child would be going through? I went to college with a girl. Her name was Candy Kane.
I know a girl named Candy Kane as well.
I wonder if it's the same girl.
Kane with a K.
Kane
with a K.
Yes.
Candy with an I or Candy with a Y?
I think it was Candy, like Candy, C-A-N-D-Y.
D-Y.
Candy Kane. And then one other girl, Lear Jets. She went to school with me and her name was Chandra Lear. Like chandelier, if you put it together.
Oh, no.
So to name...
not nice.
It isn't nice. So to name your child pumpkin spice or any name that kids can be made fun of, that's a little... I would have to second.
I guess...
Or maybe you can spell it phonetically so that it doesn't look like pumpkin spice.
like S-P-Y-C-E.
Yeah, or something like that. Exactly.
It's still bad.
It is still bad.
What if Sean Spicer named his child Pumpkin Spice? Then it'd be Pumpkin Spice Spicer.
Oh, that's so wrong, but it's probably so true.
So anyway, we're out of time today. Susan always gives us her thought for the day.
Susan, come back, because we need your thought for the day. You know, just keep a smile on your face.
Keep a smile on your face. Okay, Lauren Leibowitz, we're glad you joined us today. We want you to all be sure and subscribe. And as always, you'll find us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. For all the stuff that matters when you're 50+, be sure and visit us at olderandwiser.com. We'll see you next time.